Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Allison Sinclair with JP. Gosh, I can't even remember. Oh, Dougie Fresh.
Fresh Jones.
He's back. Do you have that clip? He just released this video statement.
I do. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. I was waiting on you. Okay,
hey,
let's
folks,
go.
I have finally confirmed the worst kept secret in the state of Alabama. I am running for governor of Alabama. So, folks, bottom line is this. Over the last few weeks and months, Louise and I have listened to you. We have heard you. And we so much appreciate everything that people have said to us, all the encouragement that we've got. It's because of you. It's why we decided to do this. We decided to run for this office because it's so important to the folks in Alabama. Because Alabama, you, folks in Alabama, deserve a governor who is going to fight for them. What we're going to do is we're going to be going around in this campaign. We're going to be listening to people across the state. We're going to do everything we can to bring the people back to the state capital of Montgomery, Alabama. As your governor, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Today was just the first step. We'll do an official kickoff sometime next month after we get through Thanksgiving. But in the meantime, what I know and what we have heard all along is that Alabama wants their next governor to be someone who lives here, who works here, who listens to the people of this state, who understands the people of this state. And Alabama wants their next governor to be someone who treats this state with grace and dignity and not just like a rest stop on the way to the Florida beach. So I need your help. Governor's Race 2026. Join us.
Here we go again.
He got killed last time against Tuberville, so I don't know why he thinks anything different is going to happen now. But a clear shot at Tuberville, obviously, with his residency in question. I think that my speculation would be maybe there's going to be some fights in the court coming up with Tuberville and his residency issue. And I think Doug Jones is hoping to come in and just be waltz right into the governor's mansion because, you know, just in case if Tuberville can't figure out his residency. I think that is the only reason he's running.
I used to not be like this, JP.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know me then. I used to trust everyone, believe the best, was never skeptical. I am so skeptical of this one because I think Montgomery is terrified of Tommy Tuberville. I think he, when he first announced, I wasn't sure if he still had it in him. I thought he might just go down there and play golf and let Nathaniel Ledbetter run the legislature and do his job. I don't think that's the case anymore. I think he's tired of Washington, realizes what MTG just got. I think he's so done. I think he's fired up. I actually think he's ready to do some things in Montgomery, and he is not beholden to anyone in Montgomery. I don't think he gives a rip what anybody thinks in Montgomery. He's very Trump-esque in that way. And I think even some of the Republican establishment is terrified of him. And just like some of the Republican establishment, i.e. Richard Shelby, was behind Doug Jones when he ran and won the Senate.
Yeah.
I think the same thing is happening. Could be totally wrong. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. But I'm worried because we don't have closed, well, I guess it really doesn't matter. But anyway, there might be a lot of party switching. And I think some Republicans will vote for Doug Jones because they know he can be owned.
Mm-hmm.
He will fall in line. And there are some of those moderate, squishy Republicans that run the state that would much rather have a Doug Jones than a Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
Okay, then you go, well, if Tommy Tuberville has some residency issues, I'm hearing that they will bring up the residency issues after qualifying so that the period to qualify is over. Then the committee, I think the way it goes, the state executive committee would appoint someone to fill that spot, which I'm guessing would be Will Ainsworth.
Well, if he's still going to be...
Be what?
Well, I mean, when does his lieutenant governor term end? I guess the same time.
Same time,
so,
yeah. So he's out. He can't run for lieutenant governor again. He's always wanted to be governor. I think, you know, he stepped aside for Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
And he would probably be the next kind of step in for that. So then what do you think happens with an Ainsworth-Doug Jones matchup? Same thing? Do you, to me, that's a little... I don't know if Will Ainsworth is any... No, Will is probably a little bit better for... He knows Montgomery. He knows how the game is played.
Yeah.
Which is good and bad.
I like Will. I've never met him, but from what I've seen and what I've heard, I think Will would be a great governor. But I agree with you. I think there's a lot of deep staters in Alabama really worried about what Tuberville is going to do, because Tuberville is the complete and total outsider from the sense of he doesn't need anybody's money in Montgomery. Like you said, he's already raised, what, how many million dollars?
$500,000 from the DOJ.
Yeah. Yeah,
he does not need our money.
So, yeah, he's not going to...
Like $7 million from voters for his campaign.
It's nuts. He's not beholden to anybody in Montgomery, and I think that terrifies a lot of deep staters in Montgomery. And I don't know. I really don't think... Well, I think they're trying to... I hate this term. I hate using it, but killing the baby in the womb. I think they're trying to go ahead and, you know, raise questions with Tuberville's residency, float up Doug Jones and see if any squishy Republicans like you, or like you said, are going to come over. And
I thought you were going to say you.
I was going to say, like you said, want to come over and endorse Doug or help Doug win. But ultimately, if Tuberville is on the ballot, I think by the time the election, it's not going to matter. Alabama voters are going to vote for Tuberville over Doug Jones. Yeah. But I think there's a lot of shenanigans to try to get in front of a Tuberville governor race. And I think Doug Jones, him being able to win the Senate election, however many years ago that was, and he's like I'm the conservative that's not a MAGA guy. You know, I'm still, you know, they're trying to use that same pitch again of any people in Alabama who don't think Tuberville will be a great choice. But just look at the last election for Senate and how much Tuberville destroyed Doug Jones. I think we'll see another example of that. Yeah. If Tuberville is on the ballot, come time for that. But I agree. I think this is them trying to get out in front and kill that, no matter, you know, however they can. The deep staters in Alabama, they're worried because Tuberville can't be a puppet.
I think you're right. This is probably their best shot at doing anything to stop the Tuberville train, which I think is unstoppable. But the people behind Doug Jones, I don't know this, y'all. I don't know this. But it's a lot like Feinbaum, who I think is actually going to get in the race. I think it's gone back and forth, but I'm now in the camp that thinks he's going to get into the race. And it's the same people that are afraid of actually having a conservative in Washington that are, and these are playmakers. These are people that aren't just, it's not grassroots. These are the money makers, the people that make Washington and Alabama go round. And so he might have a chance. I don't think the people of Alabama are dumb enough to fall for it. But let me just say, the whole I'm getting into this race because of Charlie Kirk bit from Paul Feinbaum is such a load of malarkey.
Malarkey.
I'm going to go with malarkey.
FCC compliant.
Yeah, there's just no, I mean, there are lots of other words for it, but no, it's not. Yeah. It's not. It's disgusting. Somebody's putting him up to this. I don't know why he'd want to go to Washington unless, I mean, he's just going to go to Washington and do nothing. But that's way better if you hate conservative causes than sending somebody that'll go to Washington and do something.
Exactly.
And at least he won't cause a scene. Like some of the other ones running for Senate will go up there and they might not be able to get everything passed, but they will cause a scene. They'll do Tuberville. Which is exactly what that's kind of the only thing you can do is draw attention to issues. So anyway, you're watching lots of theater in Alabama right now.
It's so funny though, because you could see when it was coming. Like is it J.D. Crow who does the
cartoons?
The cartoons.
Yeah.
He put up a cartoon of Tuberville with like big earlobes and a big nose, and he's dancing in the corner and said, "Run, Doug, run." Like, you saw the rumor, like people starting to say stuff. It's like, okay. And then I actually got texted a poll, which about Doug Jones and Tuberville, Who would you vote for in a hypothetical race? This was like a week ago. Hypothetical race for governor. Who would you vote for? Tuberville or Doug Jones? And when I saw that, I was like, okay, well, this is definitely a Doug Jones gauging poll. He's going to run. But it's just such a, it's like bringing out the old, well, this worked before, you know, got him in the Senate. And it's, even though he got killed by the same guy he's going to be running against, I just, I don't think
but
it's going to work.
But if enough Republicans vote for him.
Yeah, but
the, I say Republicans.
The Montgomery Republicans, though.
If enough fakers, you know, I yeah, we'll see.
I think Tuberville has a high approval rating statewide. That if he's on the ballot, the Alabama voters will vote for Tuberville in a landslide. Even if the so-called quote unquote Republicans in Montgomery who don't like it, Tuberville, if he's on the ballot, he's winning no matter what.
Yeah,
we'll just have to see if the residency question or whatever. God, I really hope that's figured out. From what all I can see, and people like John Wall and others, I understand they probably, you know, they're not going to say anything otherwise on the air, but
it's going to come up. Like somebody will challenge it. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the Republican Party will challenge it. I don't know if we'll ever know who, but they will bring a challenge, and the steering committee will have to vote on it, and I don't see there's any way that they vote against allowing him to run. Like John Wall said, how can you vote against someone? Now, technically, I think for Senate, though, you know,
the requirements are different for Senate than governor.
Well, no, I was thinking for the House. You can actually run for a House seat, a congressional district seat, anywhere. You don't even have to live there. I don't think that's the case for Senate races. I need to look that up. But how can you argue that he's not from Alabama when he's represented Alabama in the past 6 years?
And John Wall said that apparently in the law, it never says a primary residence has to be in Alabama, just a residence. And apparently his wife, it's under her name from what I've understood, has owned property in Alabama for a lot longer than needed to run for governor.
The man does spend a lot of time at the beach.
He does.
Okay, but that's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
That's not a crime.
You won't have a governor that just stops for Montgomery on the way to the beach. Okay, Doug, who lives in a Mountain Brook, probably nice mansion overlooking.
Yeah, real nice. Yeah, real nice mansion. We're almost done with our first day alone, JP. Mom's not here.
We did.
I was a little scared.
We didn't burn the house down.
We did not burn the house down. We made it through.
There's one more segment, one more show, though.
One more segment, and oh gosh, one more show. We got tomorrow, too.
We do have tomorrow.
I'm going to need some coffee for tomorrow. But today's been good. So we got one more segment. Do we have any texts? You want to get to texts? And then...
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Exit question of the day.
It's my favorite time of the day. We'll be right back.